This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Three people who were injured and the suspect still is on the loose following a Friday night shooting in Pueblo County. Investigators say the shooting happened along Highway 50 east of the city of Pueblo, where one driver shot into another vehicle, injuring three adults. Joey Cisnero is an employee of the Roadway Inn on Highway 50 in Pueblo. He said that bondsmen were already at the scene on an unrelated call and called police as those victims pulled into that parking lot around 9:30 Friday night.
We were scared. We heard all the screaming and everybody was out. Everybody was just wondering what was going on.
Shooting remains under investigation. If you have any information about that suspect or what led up to that shooting, you're urged to contact the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office.
The Colorado State Patrol says a man has died following a motorcycle crash on I-25 in Colorado Springs. Investigators say the rider was traveling south on the interstate Saturday night when he braked suddenly between the InterQuest and Briargate exits. The rider apparently lost control of the motorcycle, which went into the center median and overturned. Aggressive driving is being investigated as a cause of the deadly crash. An El Paso County judge is dismissing a misdemeanor charge against a woman accused of blocking part of Interstate 25 during a Black Lives Matter protest. The judge dismissed the charge against Molly Avion last week, citing concerns about the First Amendment. The judge said the charge used against the woman was overly broad and could be used to punish her exercising free speech. Avion was one of 18 people charged following a protest on June 30th last year that partially blocked the northbound lanes of the interstate near the Bijou Street exit. The other cases are still pending.
Despite federal and state recommendations, Manitou Springs is keeping its mask mandate in place. Business owners and employees we spoke with, like Nick Wright, are against the extension of the mask mandate, saying it oversteps what Governor Polis and the CDC has advised, and these kind of decisions should not be the discretion of small municipalities.
It's going to be harder for people like myself that work in businesses around here that are going to now have to tell people put your mask on when people are already angry about having to wear a mask. So I think this is going to work against the city of Manitou.
Manitou Springs city officials, however, said in a letter to businesses that keeping the local mask mandate is a necessary precaution given the number of international tourists that come to Manitou each summer. Colorado is continuing to see the highest number of COVID-19 cases in youths 11 to 17, with more on the effort in the early days of getting kids 12 to 15 vaccinated with the Pfizer shot. Here's KRDO's Mia Villanueva.
Children's Hospital of Colorado has already had thousands of people register to get vaccinated at their campus here and their campus in Aurora. Out of those thousands of people, about 1,000 have already been set up for their first appointment. Those on the wait list will be notified within the coming days to sign up for their appointment time as well.
That was Mia Villanueva reporting. Now to our latest COVID-19 case numbers. They appear to be tapering off. Just 116 new cases reported in El Paso County, along with one additional death in the most recent 24-hour reporting period. 23 new cases were announced in Pueblo County. In Teller County, 2 new COVID-19 cases. Fremont County had 9. The statewide positivity rate remained flat as of last check, sitting at 3.53%.
State health officials believe COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations will continue to decline if the current transmission rates are maintained. That's according to the latest modeling figures. Despite the outlook of coronavirus is still being spread at a high level throughout the state of Colorado, currently 1 in 81 Coloradans estimated to be infected.
A celebration of life service was held Saturday in Pueblo's Bessemer Park for late City Council member Ray Aguilera. People close to Aguilera say he was a major advocate for the neighborhood and the park. They say he also helped people in need all across Pueblo with his Christmas extravaganza and plenty of other fundraisers and projects. At the end of his life, loved ones say he wondered where the time had gone and still wasn't satisfied with all the hard work he did.
It struck me that this man that had already done so much still wanted to do more.
Loved ones are asking people as tribute to help out in their own communities in honor of Aguilera and the charity work he did.
And another name being added to the Colorado Springs Peace Officers Memorial. A ceremony took place over the weekend to honor El Paso County Sheriff's Deputy Jeff Hopkins, who died last year after getting COVID-19.
We fully understand that our loss as a community will never match their loss of a child, a spouse, a sibling, or a parent. These survivors have also sacrificed greatly.
Colorado Springs Mayor John Sellers says it's important to make sure law enforcement families also aren't forgotten.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms for your Monday afternoon, and once again, isolated severe thunderstorms are possible. Mainly cloudy skies. Look for highs in the low 60s around Colorado Springs, the mid-60s for the Pueblo area, and winds are going to be coming out of the north to northeast at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 62 degrees for the Springs, 66 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.